There's a phone number if you want to get in on the program in the final hour of things. Also on the Health Dare text line, 986-1566. You can text the program. We got a great text during the commercial break. Kelly has now been indoctrinated into this clip. I talked about the no-arm quarterback and the line getting 9 yards on a handoff. And it was the Michael Scott movie tagline that he cried at and made up. He had no arms or legs. He couldn't hear, speak, or see. This is how we led a nation. And you laughed at it.
Is that kind of how we treat Kelly Bryant?
Well, here's the thing. Just because you say you trust Kelly Bryant less than Deshaun Watson doesn't mean you don't trust Kelly Bryant. But I also think that you could put up a hypothetical situation in for every team. For instance, you know what I would ask right now? And this is a question that nobody's asking. And this is a question that nobody should ask, frankly, right now, this moment. You trust Jake Fromm? With 3.5 minutes left and a 4-point trailing by four?
No, because Jake Fromm doesn't throw passes.
Jake Fromm, if I'm a Georgia fan, I'm very concerned at the ease with which you're beating these inferior teams and never, ever throwing the ball, because at some point you're going to face a team that's not inferior and you're going to have to throw the ball some. Against Auburn, guess who's not going to be able to win the game for you by themselves? Your stable of running backs. Jake Fromm's going to have to actually have a 3rd and 12 where he's going to have to convert. That is a potential problem, because this guy, every game, I'm like, well, maybe, you know, I look at the box score. It's 42-7 or whatever. They've destroyed somebody. Mm-hmm. And I look at the box score and I'm like, gosh, maybe this has been a good game for Jake Fromm. And it looks like a Paul Johnson option quarterback. I mean, that's basically what he's like, 9 of 14 for 102 yards and one touchdown.
Here's my analogy for this. Do you trust Kelly Bryant conversation? I was trying to think of an adequate analogy in my head, okay? And I do not know why my mind went to Boston Celtic greats, but just bear with me, Quack.
Okay.
Asking this question, well, do you trust Kelly Bryant as much as Deshaun Watson, is like asking back in about 2009, 2010, hey, do you trust Paul Pierce as much as you trusted Larry Bird? No? Okay. Well, then we got serious problems.
Right.
No, you don't have problems. You still had Paul Pierce in his prime, you know? And of course, you don't trust him as much as Larry Bird, who is the greatest Celtic ever. I assume that that's agreed upon. And Deshaun Watson's the greatest Tiger ever. But I still trusted Paul Pierce. And I still trust Kelly Bryant. And I think there's other analogies that maybe hit closer to home. I don't know why I went to Boston Celtics, but I feel like that analogy holds up a bit.
I'm going to say, do you trust...
You could think of other ones.
Do you trust Seth Beer as much as Khalil Greene?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Now, that might be a little bit too good for the Seth Beer example, but I mean, the point still stands. Khalil Greene was the best player in the country and maybe the best player ever at Clemson. Seth Beer might be the best. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It doesn't mean, because you got to pick one or the other, doesn't mean you don't trust them both to varying degrees.
Exactly.
Texter from the 706, UGA on 4th and 25, a game on the line. From who do I hand the ball off to? That's my point. Jake Fromm, think about this. Not only is Jake Fromm not throwing any passes, he's like had no sweat in any of these games. He literally has turned around, handed off, and they're like, gosh, you know, who should we start at quarterback? And I'm thinking, for these games, who cares? Start a monkey at quarterback. Who cares? Start Uga at quarterback.
I love Uga.
If Uga just rolls the ball to the running back who then gets 8 yards, who cares?
Hey, Quack, Georgia will be tested this week in another tough SEC slate as they take on Missouri between the hedges. Georgia's schedule's been an absolute joke.
How many passes from throw? Over under 12.5 passes
oh,
thrown for,
that's a tough
for
one.
From this week.
I don't know. They'll probably put in Eason to get him some reps, so I might go under.
Jacob Eason. He's going to be a great Boise State quarterback in 2019.
And we're not saying you shouldn't feel good about Georgia if you're a Georgia fan. You should.
You should feel great.
But I just worry a bit that they have not been tested at all.
Here's the difference in the conversation. Do you feel like at some point Clemson's offense is going to need to do something it hasn't already done?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's the thing. Clemson has been in different situations against good teams and has found a way to win all three games against those really good teams. So I've seen more. I've seen more proof that Clemson can find a way to win games than I have for Georgia, who has literally beaten a bunch of sorry teams. And I think the Notre Dame win is pretty good. But
even then, they won by one and, you know, without a whole lot of passing game. Do you feel like Georgia is going to need to do something we haven't seen him do in a game to, like, just saying to run the table.
Yes, because you still have to win at Auburn. And, I mean, if you do have to play in the SEC championship, you're going to have to beat Bama. And also, you're going to have to win at Georgia Tech, which I think you're going to have to do a little more than you have against the rest of these sorry teams.
Did you know that Georgia Tech and Georgia are both, I think this is a David Hale stat. I'm trying to give credit where it's due here, but
that Tyquan Marshall and Jake Fromm throw the ball the same amount?
Touche. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
That was worth it. They're both in the top five, along with Clemson, in the country of fewest yards per dropback. So Georgia Tech is in that group. Fewest yards per dropback pass. I think Clemson's third, and I know Michigan's one. I can't remember who two is. Clemson's third, Georgia Tech is fourth, and Georgia's five, I think, so far. This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at the Green Law Firm. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, the Green Law Firm is better than a 1-800 number. I know that's a shocker because we never told you this before. Wait, we tell you this all the time. The local company is a way to go, especially when he has all of the relationships that you need at the local level, at the national level, so you can get peace of mind that you're entitled to. You can get your life back from the IRS. If you haven't filed in several years, you filed, you haven't paid. If they put liens on your property, the IRS, garnish your wages. If you've got an audit coming up, David Green will help you. He's a Clemson grad, been dealing with the IRS for over two decades. He's located right here in Greenville. In fact, why don't you do yourself a big favor? See the advantage of exactly what David Green can do for you. Call him for a free strategy session at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or stop by their office at 11 McGee Street in Greenville. Check him out on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal. Also, want to say this. Walt Deptula out today. He's a little under the weather, so it will be CBS Sports Radio coming up after us, so don't want people to freak out there.
Don't be alarmed.
That's right. Hopefully Walt will be better and back in the saddle tomorrow.
I'm feeling a little feisty right now, Quack.
Okay.
We still have to get to our LOLs. We'll get to callers, but we still have to get to our LOLs.
That's right. I've got Stockwatch as well. You want to laugh at a couple teams before we go to the phones? Or you want to go to the phones?
Let's get to the phones. Some guys have been hanging on, and then we'll LOL.
All right, let's go to Jeff, who's up with us next. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Qualk, how's it going?
Going well. Hope you're doing well.
Yep, I am. Now, admittedly, I didn't listen to Mickey's show this morning. It's too early in the morning for me, but listening to this show, I've heard six or seven callers complain about complainers, yet without actually hearing an actual complainer call. So
yeah,
I'm just kind of wondering who they're talking to. I know people have questions about the team, like. Maybe I have a few concerns here and there, but I don't think anybody's like truly not happy with the team. I think there's a difference between having questions and not being happy. So I just feel like there's a little bit of overreaction to these so-called complainers. So I just think that needs to, people need to chill out and realize people I think are happy with the team overall. And, you know, cause I haven't really heard much of that other than people like screaming at air from what I can tell. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Jeff. I because of things that were said this morning on Mickey's show and because of some of the conversation that Brad and Ben had this morning, I guess I had this preconceived notion in my head that these were the types of phone calls we were going to get today. This is the type of conversation we were going to have. And ultimately, it hasn't transpired that way. And so, again, maybe they did a good job weeding some of that out, but I agree with you. It has ended up being, and appreciate the phone call, Jeff. Thanks so much. It has been mostly just talking to air. It has sort of I don't want to call it a straw man because I think it exists, but it's sort of become a straw man, at least on our show, that it's one of those things that you kind of build up an argument just so you can tear it down, whether it exists or not. And in this space, since we came on at noon until now, we've heard nothing that even resembles complaining or dissatisfaction with the state of the program, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. There's obviously something out there because the way that, you know, Dabo's had some quotes that reflected and there's been some frustration on Twitter that at least I've seen. But in terms of our show today, I think that we've had a very unspoiled show in terms of callers and texters, which is great.
Dare I say that we have discovered a positive conversation on Columbus Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And people are still listening despite our terrible puns, which we really appreciate.
That's correct. That's correct. Let's go to Jim, who's up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, Kwok and Kelly. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What I want to say is, first of all, I agree. The previous callers, right? I mean, this. Let's face it. This is talk radio. People are always going to have some sort of a conversation, some sort of controversy about something, big or small. You know, ultimately, there's not a whole lot to complain about right now at 6-0 for Clemson. I mean, we're all the goals are in front of us. No big problem. And also, I wanted to say about as far as comparing Kelly Bryant to Deshaun Watson, I agree. That's a pointless comparison at this point because. I mean, you're just talking about hypotheticals for outside the season. That's just all-time stuff. The real discussion at this point right now, and I think this is what all real Clemson fans are thinking about, what if Kelly Bryant is still gimpy on Thursday night? Then what do you do? And don't cut me off yet because I want to talk to you about that.
All right. I think if he's still hobbled, if he can't go 100%, I think you test it. I think you put him out there and test it, and here's the reason why. You can play with Kelly Bryant to a certain extent without putting his ankle in further danger, and then you've got a bye week. You've got an extra day and then a bye week to rest up before Georgia Tech. So I think you still put him out there to see if he can do it, see if he can play on it. But you also, I think, maybe some second quarter reps, maybe a second quarter series for Zaire Cooper if things are going well. Maybe a second quarter series for Hunter Johnson if things are going well. And you put a lot of stock in your run game because you know that at the line of scrimmage that you're going to be able to beat Syracuse. That would be my plan without a lot of facts to go on right now.
Okay. I have to tell you right now, no disrespect to you, but I totally disagree with that.
All right.
And here's why. If you think that Kelly Bryant is the man who could potentially – forget about Deshaun Watson. Let's just make the situation the same. And you know something? I called about this last week, and it was right at the end of the hour, and you didn't really have a lot of time to talk about it. But we're in that same situation we were last year against Alabama. 2:13 on the clock. Somebody, whatever quarterback we got, has got to march us down the field. If that guy's going to be Kelly Bryant in this defense, this offense, which is a little different from last year's offense because of Bryant's different skill set, you've got to have him at 100%. I fully believe that. If you put Bryant out there now, I just don't understand why you say that nothing could hurt, nothing could come of him playing. They should know by Thursday. If he's not 100% and if all the pain isn't gone and he's still gimpy and he's getting out there, that shows me that injury is still active. If he further injures that and his effectiveness as a runner is effectively removed, then you can forget about it, bro. He is not going to be the man that's going to take you down the field against Alabama, not with that skill set. Then you're going to have the passer that can get it done. And you're going to have someone who has the capabilities to throw the ball into that tight window and to prove he can throw it downfield, he can throw it across the field, he can throw the slant, he can throw everything. The only quarterback I've seen this year that could do that was Hunter Johnson. He's it.
Jim, I hear you. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate the perspective today. Absolutely. Look, I get what Jim's saying. You got to have him 100%. That game is 9 games down the road. That's my concern there.
Jim kind of stole my thunder, but if Kelly Bryant's not 100%, I'm not playing him.
Okay.
I'm not. And mainly because, Kwok, think of the weekend we had in football, college and NFL. Everybody got hurt. I'm not putting him out there on a gimpy leg and risking something worse happening. I mean, either he re-injures the ankle to where the bye week is not enough for him to heal, or heaven forbid something worse happens. I just don't, I don't see the logic in risking him getting further injured when, like you said, I mean, you think that a gimpy Kelly Bryant can beat Syracuse, well then a healthy Zaire Cooper, Hunter Johnson can also beat Syracuse. That's my opinion on that, especially because you have the bye week afterwards. If he's not 100%, I'm not risking putting him out there. This is not a play Deshaun on the torn ACL against South Carolina. This is not a game that you must win, that can rejuvenate the program, that you can modify the game plan and you can play with Deshaun, and your backup is a much worse option. That is not the same situation to me here. I think you go with Zarek, you go with Hunter Johnson, preferably you go with Hunter Johnson more, and you win that game up there with your defense and running the ball, and you don't play Kelly Bryant if he's not 100%. If the doctors and the trainers and all that clear him to go, and he's, you know, 95%. Maybe his ankle's still a little purple, but it's totally fine. And it doesn't hurt. It's just a little swollen or whatnot. We've all had ankle injuries. We know how those work. Then that's fine. But if he's at that 80%, 70% number, I am not playing him.
Well, certainly. I would say you got to use good judgment. You don't put a guy out there if he can. I'm assuming that they're not going to put him out there like Wake Forest did with John Wolford if there's a chance that he could be re-injured. I'm assuming that. I also assume that if it's an ankle injury, that he probably, I mean, if it's a high ankle sprain and he's still having issues late in the week, that may not get better.
No.
By the time. Now, I will say this. It has a little bit of a baseball, dynamic here. There are a lot of times where somebody may be able to come back, like, let's say a Wednesday before an off day, Thursday before a weekend series, and they'll keep him out that Wednesday so that, or maybe they give a rest day on Wednesday. He's playing through a bit of pain. You give a rest day on Wednesday, an extra off day on Thursday. That gives you two rest days. If you want to do this, then you got to really bang it home to your team that this is still an important game. Because that would be my concern.
I think there would be even more motivation.
If Kelly Bryant can play, and he doesn't play, then what you're basically telling your team is, what's going on down the road is more important than this game right here.
I don't know about that. I think you're telling your team that he is not, we're not willing to re-injure him, no matter what the game is. You know, and that's the part about Kelly Bryant that is so important here, is his legs are such a big part of his game that A, he's not as effective without them, and B, you cannot risk re-injuring some part of his leg that allows him to not be himself. And I think, I mean, I see your point there, Kwok, but could there not be even more motivation to go out there and win it? Win it for Kelly, win it without Kelly, prove you're more than just the quarterback, you know, make Zarrett look good, make Hunter look good, run the ball down Syracuse's throats, play some really good defense. I think if you prove you can go beat a divisional opponent without your starting quarterback and beat them soundly, that speaks even more to the type of program you are. There's some motivation behind this if Kelly Bryant can't and doesn't play.
Yeah, I mean, look, I see the arguments everywhere. And certainly, I think if you're going to do this and you've got to convince the team, and Dabo can, he can convince the team that it's still a big game. From an outside perspective, I worry about that. If you're saying, we can rest this guy. Like when I see guys resting, we're going to rest this guy. We're going to make sure we got him for the long term. My first thought is what's happening right now is not as important as what's going on down the road. And Dabo tells us every week that the game in front of us is the most important game.
So is that what Clemson did with Deshaun Watson by playing him against South Carolina but not playing him against Oklahoma? Did they send that message that game wasn't as important, that they had his surgery before, didn't delay his surgery, played Cole Stout, but won 40-6?
I mean, I think there's a little bit of a difference because
the timetable's different and the severity of the injury is different, but
right.
I still don't think that it sent a message that the game wasn't as important because he didn't play an injured player.
I agree with that. And look, Dabo thinks he can win with all three quarterbacks, and we may see if he can win with all three quarterbacks.
I'd like to see it. I don't think that Clemson, until you're down in the fourth quarter, then I don't want to see it.
I'd rather not have to answer no to those because of what I saw.
But I think we kind of thought it was inevitable that you would have to, Zarrett Cooper or Hunter Johnson would at least be important at some part of the season. I think that was kind of inevitable with the way Clemson runs Kelly Bryant. And look, what is this program made of? Can they win with a true freshman back there? Or Zarrett Cooper, who really hasn't looked good at any point? I think they can.
Somebody leave their guts at home
Talk
so Kelly Bryant can get some ankle tissue or something.
You think that the team might be less motivated?
B-Y-O-A-T.
I can't even imagine how motivated that defense would be.
BYO ankle tissue.
To go win that game.
Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. Hour 3 continues. We're going to laugh at some teams in a moment.
Y'all know what time it is, Clemson football. And wherever they go to catch all the action, from Death Valley to a friend's place, more and more Tiger fans go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Because you can't spell go without O. And now, during Ram Power Days, lease a new 2017 Ram 1500 quad cab for just $179 per month. So visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
Lease for $179 a month for 36 months. First payment, tax tag, and $29.99 due at signing. No security deposit required. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
Engineered Sleep has a goal, to build the best sleep systems in the world. That's their desire. And your desire is to get the best night's sleep possible. You can't do that if you're worried about how much your mattress is going to cost. Engineered Sleep brings you the best of both worlds. Superb quality sleep systems with a super affordable price. And now, they're just that much better. Engineered Sleep have bought Cristelli Mattress to make at their store. For your best night's sleep, you can never go wrong with a memory foam mattress. Cristelli is better than Tempur-Pedic and costs a lot less. Engineered Sleep is the place to get it. They believe in craftsmanship the old-fashioned way. A pair of skilled hands can't be matched by any machine in the world. The precision, care, and patience that is put into Cristelli makes each sleep system a masterpiece. Each detail matters, and perfection is the benchmark at Engineered Sleep. Every stitch matters. Cristelli, now available at Engineered Sleep. Go online to engineeredsleep.com or visit their location at 627 Congaree Road.
Right now is the time to start your search for your perfect Ford vehicle at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. The Anderson Ford Matchmaker Program provides you with an inventory specialist who will put you and your family in the perfect Anderson Ford vehicle. They'll listen to your needs and make sure your new or certified pre-owned Anderson Ford is a perfect match. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Alcohol is legal. For most people 21 and up, getting drunk is legal, and some people think it's fun. But drunk driving is illegal. I'm Brian Ramey, Clemson class of 86. At my law firm, we sue drunk drivers. If you injure one of our clients while driving drunk, we'll sue you, and you won't have any fun. So have fun, but don't drink and drive. Questions? Call 300-00-00. For those of you who've never been to Clemson, 00 means 00.
Office on Highway 153 in Powdersville.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Don't be so quick to walk away. That's me. I want to rock your body. Please stay. That's me. You don't have to admit you.
You know, I was so upset at Kelly's previous comment to me off the air that I boycotted JT. I just let JT have it today.
Hey, that's your right.
You know, freedom of speech. We have it in the workplace. 2-1 Houston. Going to the bottom of three. John Farrell ejected from the game after two borderline, really one bad strike call. Strike two to Jackie Bradley was an abomination. Dustin Pedroia, I thought it was a pretty good pitch. Borderline, pretty good pitch. Pedroia went ballistic. Ballistic. He went ballistic.
We have to stop.
I can't.
This
I can't
show
stop.
Has been out of control with puns.
I can't stop. The pun train has left the station. Oh. The pun train has left the station.
I feel like it's starting to break down, though. I feel like it's starting to break down. It's like it might need service and maintenance.
It's like any movie with a runaway train right now. People are trying to stop it, and at the end, you're just along for the ride, hoping you don't die at the end. And that's basically where we are.
Speaking of trains, you made me think of Wayne Train, and you made me think of Zach's Giants and how bad they are. See how I got there?
Rimshot the Giants. Rimshot the Giants. They suck. Yes! They lost a one-score game
actually,
to Phillip Rivers, who never wins a one-score game.
There's a better rejoin for the Giants. Their doom is impending.
Oh, man. Well, poor Odell Beckham. He's not in my stop. I stock watch his NFL theme today. I've got no college notes in the stock watch, I don't think. There's sort of an iffy one, but a lot of them... We'll talk about these games coming up later on, like tomorrow and Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera. Because we've got to destroy like Jim Harbaugh, and we've got to destroy Oklahoma. And in fact, we're gonna talk about some of that here in just a little bit. There's some really, really, really good stuff from storyline wise from college football this weekend. And one of the great stories I think is. Well, first of all, it was getting a little boring in the top four. And so you move Oklahoma out of the top four. Then it gets less, you know, it gets a little more interesting. You had the outrageous, and this is not making stock wide, you had the outrageous Navy comeback where they came from behind and then almost blew the game against Air Force. That was unbelievable. One of the great comebacks that you'll see. From Air Force and Navy. In fact, I think Navy was way up and then Air Force came way back, if I remember right on that. Air Force scored like 35 in the second half or something. I'll look that up. Yeah, it was 35-20 in the second half. Air Force came back from down 28-10 at halftime and almost beat Navy. That was big. Navy scored in the last minute, and Ken Umatalolo was loving it. He freaked out a little bit. You had Miami and Florida State, great final possession there. You had TCU, West Virginia, that was really good, a touchdown win. Other games of note were basically nowhere. There were no other games of note because everything else was a blowout, except for the game that ended up in a monsoon, Michigan State, Michigan, which we'll talk about. Stanford beat Utah on the road. That seems rather important. You know.
Is it time?
It's time.
Is it time to LOL teams?
You want to laugh at some teams? Let's laugh at some teams. Basically, I just wanted to eliminate everything that we could possibly talk about in Stockwatch so that I could go just NFL on the Stockwatch.
Will you mention, of course, DW4 in your Stockwatch?
No.
You're not mentioning Deshaun Watson?
No.
What?
I'm going to let you mention Deshaun because you were all about it. I thought Deshaun played great in the second half, but we can also probably overstate how good he was because that, to me, that's burying the lead. If we talk about Deshaun, that's burying the lead. The story is the Chiefs, and that's coming up on Stockwatch.
Just quick, how many touchdowns did Deshaun Watson throw?
He had 5 touchdowns.
Yeah. That's not talk. We shouldn't talk about that?
We should talk about it. I'm just saying, he complete 4 passes in the first half?
He never had the ball.
He was like 4 for 11 at halftime.
They never had the ball, Quack. I mean, the story is the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are maybe the best team in the NFL. Don't get me wrong. That is the main story. But I don't think that it's disrespectful to the Chiefs to mention how good Deshaun Watson was.
Oh, no. I think Deshaun Watson being great is like, that's like the highlight. And I know why they do this. That's like the time when you're watching like high school highlights and you see like the one team score 3 touchdowns and then they're like, man, you know, Spartanburg was rolling early, but then Westside scored 90 points and won 90-21. Like, because all they were there for was the first 3 touchdowns.
I don't know. I mean,
Deshaun's like the third story in last night's
Alex
game.
Alex Smith was very good. Alex Smith is very good.
Out. The Chiefs are incredible. The Texans were down 23-13. Well, they were down like 3 touchdowns at the end of the game, too.
Yeah, Deshaun kept him in it. I mean, okay, so the big story is probably A, how good the Chiefs are and how good Alex Smith is, and then B, the injuries for the Texans, which were really, really unfortunate. But I also think on the Clemson flagship station, one of the main stories is Deshaun Watson and how good he was and how good Nuke was. I mean, it just,
I'm not saying it doesn't matter at all. I'm
that,
just
I mean, to see those guys connecting so much in the NFL is really fun. I don't know. Maybe I'm just buying into it too much, but
it was 39-20 with 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. He was still really, really good.
He was pretty good.
Okay.
He was pretty good. I mean, 5 touchdowns is good. He was 16 for 31 for 261. I think it would be easy for us to overstate.
He's accounted for 10 touchdowns in his past 2 games.
I get it. I understand it. It's not popular to say Deshaun Watson has a flaw, but that first half,
what's
they
his
needed
flaw?
Him to complete
that the
some
rest
passes.
Of his team isn't very good?
I'm just saying he wasn't very good.
He never had the football.
Yeah, but he had it enough that he could have gone better than 3 for 10 or whatever he did in the first half.
The way that he kept...
He had a Jake from, like, first half.
The way that he kept that team together, though... I mean, J.J. Watt breaks his leg on the first possession of the game.
Merciless went out before that.
And Merciless went out, yes. I mean, I don't know. You know where I stand.
I know where you stand. I understand.
And I will mention real quickly with the NFL... Texter gets in, Kelly cracking jokes on the Giants. Meanwhile, Dallas sucks. I get it, okay? It was a tough one. Last night, I got home just in time for the fourth quarter to see Dak lead the Cowboys into the end zone. And then the great Aaron Rodgers break Dallas's hearts yet again. So, I get your point, Texter. But, I mean, come on. The Giants lost to the Chargers. Like, that's not the same
thing. That's not the same
thing. That's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Anyway, real quick. 3 teams I want to LOL
at.
Yeah,
let's laugh it. Let's laugh.
Let's laugh together, Kwok. I think we need a good laugh.
Yes.
First of all, Michigan. I mean, Michigan. You lose to Michigan State, a team that is definitely better than last year. Don't get me wrong. 4-1. But, I mean, the amount of offense in this game was absolutely pitiful. And I know it started to rain in that fourth quarter. And when Michigan was down, it's hard to come back when it starts raining like that. I totally get it. But, I mean, come on, Michigan. The amount of money Jim Harbaugh is paid, the amount of resources Michigan has, the recruiting that they do, the money they have, the history they have. I think the main indictment of Michigan right now is not necessarily who they've lost to, because they have lost to rivals pretty much every single game except for last year's game against Michigan State. It's less that, and it's more about what Penn State has done in that same division, playing the same teams, coming off a scandal, having James Franklin, who makes like half the money Jim Harbaugh does, and winning the Big Ten. It's more about what Penn State has done with less, and how Michigan has done much less with more, if that makes sense.
Yes. Michigan State, first of all, one of the big storylines is Michigan State's bounce back
after
dreadful last year. We can't just avoid that. But what the heck is Michigan doing? When the rain poured and they were down, you knew it was a problem. You knew it was going to be a problem with John O'Korn, who tried to throw the ball with the back of the football. Did you see that? Where he was like, he couldn't get a grip on the ball, so he didn't even throw it. Like, the laces were facing out when he threw it, and he threw the pick.
On their one touchdown, he fell down.
Yes.
When he tried to hand the ball off.
Poor John O'Korn. There's a reason that you have 2 quarterbacks that can play, and it's that reason. Like, the reason you have John O'Korn is because you think, well, if you take a transfer from somewhere else and he's your backup, then it's kind of like having a starter. 16 of 35, 3 picks. Similarly, well, differently than Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson made the plays he needed to make, particularly in the second half.
Did you just compare Deshaun Watson to John O'Korn?
Well, they're
completions. I'm about to turn your mic off.
Their completions and attempts are very similar.
I can't do it.
The issue is that Deshaun Watson only completed passes for touchdowns and never completed any passes in the first half, and John O'Korn never completed any passes in the second half and had 3 interceptions. He threw the ball when it needed to happen. He threw it to the other team. Deshaun, when he needed to complete passes, he threw touchdowns. Deshaun Watson completed the same. No. He completed 5 fewer passes. No. Wait. What is it? Yeah, 5 fewer passes outside the end zone than John O'Korn did. He completed 11 passes in the field of play.
Quark, Can I give you a stat? Because you're throwing these stats at me.
Yeah.
John O'Korn's QBR, 19.9.
He was terrible.
Deshaun Watson's QBR, 94.8.
He was terrible.
What are you doing?
He was awful.
All right, I'm moving on because I don't understand what's
John
happening.
John O'Korn was an abomination and a travesty, and Michigan should be ashamed of itself for even getting behind this Michigan State team in the first place. Shame on you.
From 2 terrible QB performances, because Michigan State's quarterback wasn't that good either.
Brian Lewerke.
Heading over to LSU, Florida. In the second game of our LOL segment, Felipe Franks, or as he's known, Philip Hot Dogs, was 10 of 16 for 108 yards. And both teams rushed the ball well. But the best part of this game is that Florida scored and then missed the extra point.
With automatic
and then
game.
No one scored in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was just bad. It's such an LOL game. Oh, so man. I'm not even really LOLing at Florida. I'm LOLing at both Florida and LSU. Both of them. Because LSU just lost to Troy. We didn't forget, LSU. You lost to some dude named Troy. No one forgot. No one has forgotten, and they will never forget.
Oh, man.
This Florida win does not erase what you did.
Danny Etling won the game, going 9 of 16 for 125 yards and a touchdown. Jake Fromm thought Danny Etling was bad.
Hey, nothing says...
What a terrible game.
Nothing says duel in the swamp like Danny Etling and Felipe Franks.
What a terrible
nothing
game.
Nothing says duel in the swamp.
Hey, but there were like 90 30-yard rushers in the game, though.
Yeah.
Legit, LSU had six guys rush for 23 or more yards. And they couldn't have anybody pass it for anything.
All right, my final LOL of the day is, and I hate to do this. I no, really do.
No, you don't.
I really do.
You've been waiting so long to do this.
Dad, please turn off the radio. Oklahoma. Woof. Y'all lose to Iowa State. Not Iowa. Not Iowa, Quack.
Iowa would have been bad
would
enough.
Be maybe, you know, somewhat of an okay loss. Somewhat.
Iowa waves to the children's hospital.
Yeah, we
they
love
at least
Iowa.
Are sympathetic winners.
You lose to Iowa State at home in Norman in front of all your fans. The second loss to Iowa State for Oklahoma since 1961, which is unbelievable. And Iowa State had a backup quarterback. A backup quarterback. That Oklahoma defense is anemic. It's terrible. I mean, they can't guard a soul. I think that the win they barely got in Baylor, in Waco against Baylor.
Yeah, it was a 49-41.
We should have maybe paid more attention to that. And I'm criticizing myself as well because they tried to warn us. Oklahoma's defense tried to warn us that they were going to lose to somebody terrible, and it ended up being Iowa State. That's just embarrassing. You can't lose to Iowa State in Norman. You can't. You're Oklahoma.
I'm trying to figure this out. Like, statistically, Oklahoma barely outgained Iowa State. They were 6 of 10 on third down, had 28 first downs, only had one turnover. Had the ball for more time. I mean, they had six penalties, but that's not that bad. 6 for 59 is not bad.
They won every single statistical category besides the one turnover.
How did this happen? How did this happen? Iowa State's quarterback was a walk-on that never played. His name is Kyle Kempt. Kempt. As in Kempt before. And nothing going on in the present. 8 of 24, 343, and 3 touchdowns. He legitimately outplayed Baker Mayfield in this game. Joel Lanning was 2 for 3 passing for 25 yards. Had 9 carries for 35 yards. I think he recovered a fumble. He did recover a fumble. He also had 8 tackles, 4 solo, a sack in the game. Legit playing both ways, and a partridge in a pear tree. He had all that stuff. Joel Lanning, for some reason, a two-way player, like, destroyed you, throwing 3 passes, 2 for 3, 25 yards. He was the second-leading rusher and the second-leading tackler in the game. That team that had to do that with a player and played a walk-on
beat
quarterback.
Oklahoma.
Because their starting quarterback had a mysterious physical issue, personal health issue, that he needs to address with time off from the team. And that team came to your place and beat you for the first time, second time.
Since 1961.
Since JFK. Since Jackie Kennedy was the first lady. You've done it twice, and this time was a guy named Kyle Kempt, who history will so easily forget.
And we shouldn't forget Kyle Kempt.
No,
he should go down in the history books.
No, we should.
No, we shouldn't. Should. We shouldn't.
The butcher and the candlestick maker are pissed at Baker. What is that about? We're past the break. We ranted on that. Stay with us. Final segment of the program is coming up next.
Hey, Clemson fans. Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
October means great Clemson football, but it also means breast cancer awareness. Every year, 105.5 The Roar raises money for the All In Foundation with our Tigers for Tatas wristbands. Every place we go, we take these much-desired wristbands with us. Join us at Toyota Beasley on October 20th for a live all-day broadcast with every show. Mickey, Zach, Quawk, Kelly, Brad, Ben, and Walt will be on hand with plenty of Papa John's pizza and Tigers for Tatas wristbands. Join us all day at Toyota Beasley, October 20th.
Relax. We're in Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Steve's Tire and Service in Easley and Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of four Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361, that's 859-1361, and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today.
As a patient of the Surgery Center at Pelham, you will feel right at home.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson. I graduated from Clemson. And my family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You will be walking out the very same day.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over two decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, football season, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Sandvik Coromant, located in Westminster, wants to wish the Clemson Tigers all the best on their 2017 football season. Specializing in tooling for the metal cutting industry, Sandvik Coromant is shaping the future of global manufacturing through extensive R&D, recruiting, and training those who strive to be the best. Just like the Clemson Tigers, who recognize the importance of recruiting and training to attain football excellence. Keep on winning, Tigers, from Sandvik Coromant in Westminster.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at carolinaheating.com and join our award-winning team.
Do a player's playoff stats count towards his career totals? One of these is certainly not like the others. And by that, I mean one of these is good.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
I was being sarcastic.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
All the single ladies, 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 all the single ladies. Now put your hands up, up in the club, just broke up, I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, dip, and now you want a trip, but another brother noticed me.
So much to do in our final segment. I'll tell you that the best place to go for your gas is Locomart. Marathon Fuel and the American Spirit at Locomart. They're open till midnight. Craft beer is there. Low gas prices. They're right near campus. They're student friendly. I'm telling you, this is a place to go. The friendliest staff that you'll ever meet. Right there on Highway 93 across from Bojangles off of 123. Locomart, where Marathon Fuel is the American Spirit. And if you go there, you're going to need a driver's license. And this just in, your South Carolina driver's license, probably not good enough coming up next year. You need a real ID driver's license online on file with the SCDMV. Here's what you got to do. First of all, go to the website, scdmvonline.com, search Real ID, and begin the transaction from the Real ID webpage. You got to enter your license number, your Social Security, and date of birth to see if you've got the required documents on file. All of that, you've got to have these documents on file. You got to have, be in good standing with your driving privileges. You got to have a regular license. If you don't have the required documents on file and you want to change to a real ID, you've got to bring proof of identity, proof of Social Security, two proofs of current physical South Carolina address, and proof of all legal name changes to your local branch of the SCDMV. For more information, follow on Twitter and Facebook. Learn more at scdmvonline.com or email your questions to realid at scdmv.net. We just got the orange Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Unbelievable. I love these. We're going to be selling them everywhere we are from now through the end of the month of October.
These look so good. These things are fire. Without a doubt. And if you have your purple one, they really work well together. They're like a set. But these things are awesome.
They are awesome.
$5?
$5. Same price as the purples?
All proceeds, every single cent, goes to Dabo and Kathleen's All-In Foundation.
Boom. There we go. Before we get to our final segment, you know, I just want to apologize. I know that we're not able to withstand any negative information about Deshaun Watson. I should not have even brought that viewpoint of facts.
Don't talk down to us.
I should not have. You know, we know.
The man threw 5 touchdowns.
That when Deshaun completed his 4 passes or whatever in the first half when his team was getting bludgeoned to death, that all 4 of those passes came with saving an old lady from a careening tractor.
Your keyword there was that his team was getting bludgeoned to death. He never had the football. Guys were dropping passes. The Chiefs were controlling the game, which he has no control over. J.J. Watt was hurt. The air was taken out of the stadium. He had to overcome adversity again. I mean, I could go on and on.
There was a lot of things going on. He was not good in the first half.
He missed a few guys.
I think it's funny.
But he had no chance to get into a rhythm either.
I can say it. He was bad in the first half and really good in the second half.
He wasn't bad, though. He just didn't have the opportunities.
He wasn't 9 for 11. I'll say that.
Because he didn't get to throw the ball 11 times.
But he did throw the ball 11 times. He was like 4 for 11 in the first half.
Okay, he threw the ball 11 times in the first half, Kwok. That's nothing.
I'm just saying.
He was literally out there, gone.
It's not like he was 2 for 3. He was like 4 for 11.
We need to move on.
Final phone call of the day before we tell you how your favorite rec quarterback has the same stats as Jake Fromm. Thirsty Mangus is up with us next. Hey, Thirsty.
You guys are such elitists arguing over a first-round quarterback's 5-touchdown NFL performance.
You're right.
So, pipe down. So I'm bringing my, against my better judgment, I'm bringing my wife and daughter up to Knoxville this weekend, and I told her to draw up some leadership vouchers, see if we can just sell our tickets and get in with those. But it's kind of sad because the first thing she asked when we told her we were going to the game, is she asked if Meemaw could come, and I told her, nah, you know, Meemaw's got a bad hip, and she can't walk that far, and she suggested we just use Meemaw's handicap parking pass. I said, no, that doesn't work in Knoxville because you can use a handicap pass or a Tennessee ball decal for handicap parking, and rightfully so. So I called in with a 9-win train prediction.
Yes.
And, you know, the Georgia game doesn't look great. The game after Wofford isn't too promising right now. But, you know, we're right on pace. And even with our backup offensive line, I feel pretty good about it. I will leave you with the stat of the program. But since he got to South Carolina, he actually has the same number of regular season wins as Jimbo Fisher does in the same time at Florida.
Wow. How about that? Thirsty, that's a great stat. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. Unbelievable. I didn't hear the first part of his statement there, but I think the second part says it all, that Will Muschamp and Jimbo Fisher have won the same amount of games since he got to South Carolina. How about that?
So I'm assuming Thirsty said that his daughter couldn't go to games till she could throw hands just to be safe for South Carolina games. I'm guessing she's learned.
I guess
she's improved her fighting skills because Knoxville is a very, you know, it's full of turmoil right now as well.
Yeah, I can't wait for somebody to try to buy tickets with four Butch Bucks, and it's the it's the leadership vouchers. Hey, Oregon State coach Gary Anderson mutually agrees to part ways with the school on Monday. He's currently fired. He's fired, basically. They were terrible and got blasted this week. Anyway, in the last couple minutes, I'm going to quickly go through Stockwatch, and then we'll laugh at Jake Fromm at the end of the show. Stock up to Aaron Rodgers. There wasn't enough time, but there was more than enough time. Aaron did it again. Sorry, Kelly. He did it again. Dak had a great drive, but he left too much time. Like Jalen Hurts, he left too much time on the clock.
As Stephen A. would say, Aaron is a bad man.
He is a bad man.
He's just very good at football.
He told everyone to relax and then did a great celebration at the end.
Also, didn't have Jordy Nelson in that last drive either, and he still did that.
Devontae Adams, after getting basically decapitated, he rode in as the headless horseman this week and caught the winning touchdown pass. You got to love it. Danny Trevathan hates it. Stock down to, you know, the storyline in Indianapolis. You know what? What was the biggest story in Indianapolis this weekend?
The VP.
Yeah, right? Or it was supposed to be Peyton Manning. You know, I'm so angry. Like, I'm a big Mike Pence guy. I like Mike Pence. When he got added to the ticket, I was like, maybe I can get behind this because I'm a big fan of Mike Pence. They spent $200,000 of taxpayer money to distract everyone on purpose from the fact that Peyton Manning was getting honored this weekend. As a Colts fan, that is infuriating to me. Shame on the vice president. Shame on the president. Shame on everybody that put that together because you knew the Niners were going to kneel and that was supposed to be about Peyton Manning and it wasn't. I am fit to be tied about this. I'm spitting nails mad about this, that Peyton Manning didn't get his due and that the Colts won in overtime. And that was like the ninth most important thing to happen this weekend because the vice president acted shocked that the 49ers, who always kneel, knelt for the national anthem. Get out of my face with that. Give me a break. Stock up to the Chiefs because they're the fastest team I've seen since the greatest show on turf, the Rams. They quick. They gone. They speedy. All of them.
Alex Smith is playing angry and the Chiefs love it.
Stock down to J.J. Watt, although not as stock down as NBC was, because they basically followed his every move from the field to the hospital. Legitimately. Unbelievable.